So, hi everyone. Welcome to Guadec. So, I'm Emanuele. Emanuele, Ebasi, whatever. Don't worry. Don't sweat it. So, just so you know, there won't be any memes this year. It's actually be a very boring slide deck, so don't worry. No unicorns, no ponies, nothing. And especially no memes. So, this talk is less of a presentation, more of an intervention. If you search for intervention on Flickr, that is one of the pictures that comes out. I have no idea why, but it's fine, don't worry. So it's an intervention because for the past few years, I've been coming at Guadec, and I've been doing what is now commonly known as the Clutter Talk at Guadec, which mostly is a recap of what happened in Clutterland for the past year, namely new API, new features, new deprecations, and a little bit of planning about what's going to happen in the next year, new features, new API, new deprecations. So during the last year, nothing much happened to Clutter at all. Actually, some bug fixes, some performance improvements, and some experimental API for the benefit of GNOME Shell mostly. But compared to the activity between 2011 and 2012, when I wrote the Apocalypse documents and implemented the Apocalypse documents, this year has been eerily quiet in terms of commit log. Not much happened. And one of the reasons was after writing the Apocalypses and implementing them, I was kind of burned out. And another one, I switched a couple of jobs, and I started traveling a lot more than I used to. But the main reason, after sitting down for a while in front of my GH build terminal, is that I think that Clutter, as it is, it's pretty much where I want it to be. I don't think it needs much more work. I mean, there are a ton of stuff that are completely wrong and needs to be fixed. Layer management, painting, heat detection, and all of them basically require an API break. All of them. So in order to do this, during this year, what I did was, let's take the master branch and just make it the playground for, make it the playground for like branching out to 2.0, and 1.x becomes a stable branch, and we can do crazy stuff, breaking API, and do a lot of things to get to the road of Clutter 2.0, so that it gets to a better point, no deprecated API anymore, it gets done. Except that now I'm convinced that there shouldn't be a Clutter 2.0 at all. So before you bring out the pitchforks and torches, I'll clarify that statement. I don't think there should be a standalone Clutter 2.0 at all. I'll try to explain the reasoning behind it in the next, like, I don't know, 2 years. And I also reserve the right to completely change my mind, even during this talk, and I will deny having ever had any other opinion at all. So don't worry. If by the midway point of this talk, I'm talking bullshit. It's gonna be awesome. Just prepare yourself. So let's start with a simple admission. As I said, an intervention. So it needs an admission from the person that is being on the receiving end. Hi, my name is Manuele. I'm the Clutter maintainer, and I have a vice. I do releases of Flutter as a standalone library. Now it's the turn of the GNOME Shell developers. Hi, you're the GNOME Shell developers, and you treat Flutter as your own personal toolkit. Because, yes, I'm talking to you, Jasper. And if you look at the long and troubled history of Flutter for the past 7 years, for the past 7 years, Flutter was not meant to be a generic toolkit, was not meant to be a compositor toolkit, was meant to be a media center API to write full screen applications running on embedded hardware. No. A fork of Dbus. Apparently for somebody it was a fork of Dbus. I shit you not. But if you look at now, I mean, there are users of Flutter outside of GNOME Shell, but GNOME Shell is pretty much the only user of Flutter in the GNOME stack-ish. I'll come to the other users of Flutter in a second. So it's really the shell toolkit, and is not a great position to be at all. Because the shell is moving far too fast and playing fast and loose with the API. So Flutter with its API stability guarantee, it's not a reliable at all. And it's getting a lot of other API that is marked as experimental and accessible only to C, and you don't see it if you're using JavaScript, but it's there, to set the delay of the compositor, to avoid clearing the stage because the background of the shell is an actor, and so you don't need to clear the stage twice. It's got an API to add a paint callback so that the shell can attach the timing information there and do weird crack, which is absolutely sorely needed for a compositor. It's there for a reason, but it's not there for a generic toolkit. And yeah. Plus, there's SD. As we've seen, writing a toolkit on top of Flutter is actually a bad idea. Who knew? So that's one thing. Flutter is the shell toolkit, and it's doing a very bad job of being both a shell toolkit and not a shell toolkit. But it's also used in other applications, typically Totem. And why is it Totem and Cheese using actually Flutter? It's because putting a video on the screen with GStreamer is a pain in the ass. It's basically impossible. Bastion managed to delete a lot of code from Totem just by using Flutter GStreamer, because it's easy to shove a picture on the screen. And that tells you two things. One, it is a very niche kind of use of an API, and two, GStreamer sucks. No, seriously, GStreamer should really get this convenience API. Get it shit together. So then there's Boxes. Boxes uses Flutter GTK because they need to do animations. Also written in Balla for no apparent reason. They need to do animations of the widgets. And if you want to combine Flutter and GTK, you can do it. You're doing a very bad job though. And this is GTK's fault as much as Flutter's fault. GTK has gotten better with the frame clock, and now in theory could get the frame clock to cooperate with the Flutter master clock. I don't want to do that job, but honestly, no, it's just wrong. Yeah. So we are, Shell, why are you doing this to me? Because I'm talking shit about you. Damn it. Okay. So the real problem then is that you have to write a Kube tool. If you want to use Clutter for your application, great. You want to use Clutter alone, awesome. If you have just textures and text, maybe, then fine. And maybe if you have a video on top. So you can write a Media Center application, as it was supposed to do. It took only 7 years to get there. But if you want to do something a little bit more generic, like clickable items and stuff, you have to write a toolkit on top. I try to move as much as possible into Flutter Core, all the gesture stuff, all the track that is meant to do event handling, and but there's still a lot of stuff missing that I don't want to implement in Flutter because it's stupid. And then I have to implement it on X, then I have to implement it on Wayland, then I have to implement it on Windows, on macOS, and I'm replicating GDK, and why my life sucks so bad, and I don't want to do this anymore. Cross-platform development is hard. That's the shopping. So here comes MBTK, and then here comes MX, and then ST, which is a fork, and then a complete rewrite of a bunch of things. And you realize that if you have to write like three toolkits on top, then you clearly are doing something wrong. So, by the way, if anybody wants to start a new toolkit based on Clutter, just do it. If you think you can do better than people have been doing that for 10 plus years, be my guest. I'm just reserved the right to point and laugh at you. Seriously. So, there is another thing that is problematic with having Clutter and GTK in the same like platform diagram, is that GTK has event handling, layout management, drawing primitives, and theming, and all its own rules about stuff. But also Clutter has its own layout management, event handling, and drawing rules that are completely separate. They're inspired, and sometimes they're better because I have the benefit of 10 plus years of GTK screwing things up. So, go me. It means that I actually know how to learn from other people's mistakes. But we are sending an awful lot of mixed messages to the developers. What should I use? Should I use Clutter? Should I use GTK? Should I use both? What will happen to GTK? If you think that these questions are not coming my way, you haven't been paying much attention to the Clutter channel, IRC channel, or Stack Overflow, or the Clutter mailing list, or my blog, or my Twitter feed, basically everywhere. And I still get them like 7 years after Clutter was released. So to sum it up, Clutter is being used to write compositors, not applications. Boo. And even then, if you want to write a compositor, you have to twist it and just gut it. Remove all the event handling, remove everything except drawing, even layout, in order to make it behave like a compositor toolkit and not an application toolkit. Applications that use Clutter, they have to use convenience libraries to paper over the lack of features in GTK, GStreamer, and even if they do that, or if they don't want to do that, actually, they have to write a toolkit on top. And that venture will inevitably go wrong for a lot of people. And in the meantime, we are sending mixed messages, and we suck. So, it's fairly retro, and we need to change. We need to evolve, and Clutter needs to change. So, yeah. Oh, this one is awesome. It's if you search for bullet on Flickr, this is what you get. Those are bullet holes. That's like awesome. So, I think we should start implementing a syncdraft library directly in GTK. Not outside as a separate like project entirely. So it's really We don't even need to call it clutter at all. We can call it, I don't know.
That's a good
one. So, we can call it Bob. I don't know, Bob. Bob sounds fine. Uncle Bob. So, we should have this scene graph inside GTK. Maybe as a separate shared library, so we use it like we use GDK these days, and we don't leak symbols throughout the entire thing, or maybe embedded the GTK scene graph kit, the GTK scene graph library, the Bob. So I see a lot of known faces in the GTK world, and they will probably say, you're an absolute idiot. GTK has a scene graph. It has relationships between widgets, and you can traverse it. You can affect changes from the leaf nodes to the root node, and do size negotiation and drawing. It works that way. So, well done, you. And you are paying attention to how GTK was written in 1997, and if our design goal and our platform goal is to compete with Motif circa 1994, then good job. We're done. We can go party hard. In reality, though, the GTK scene graph is terrible. Just awful. It's all implicit. So it's all contained inside the leaves. The oldest smartness is all contained inside the leaves. So GTK box knows how to handle its children, but GTK widget doesn't know anything about children at all. But it will assume.
Exactly.
GTK widget internally assumes that everything that it doesn't check, doesn't type check, but it will assume that everything is a GTK container, so it can recurse into it, and then do weird stuff. So we actually have secret knowledge inside the base class of the children classes, and then the children classes, you want to subclass them because you want to add new functionality, but then you get punched in the face by the fact that all the behavioral information is inside the children classes. So if you want to subclass GTK box, well, good luck, because the GTK box packing algorithm might change. We don't want it to change because otherwise we'd break the entire planet. But why? I don't know. Also, the layout management is all inside, again, leaf nodes, instead of being delegate objects, because Java is so awesome, we have to replicate it in C. And we have to have like deep hierarchies of classes that you can then choose what not to implement. And really, no, that doesn't work. Because then, if you want to subclass GTK widget because you want to have the side effects of subclassing GTK box, then you have to implement a shit ton of stuff. So bad. You have to implement preferred size, size allocation. You have to implement drawing, event handling. You have to implement a weird query size stuff. And sorry. Yeah, you do. It's we have a page on the wiki that Matthias wrote how to write a custom widget, and God, it takes forever to actually go through it. It's like a checklist to launch the shuttle. Jeez. My last widget I wrote was the GTK switch, which everybody hates. So go me. It took me like a week to actually figure things out. The same widget in Clutter took me like 25 minutes.
Thank you for not subclassing GTK,
I know. And that's why I'm hated by everyone that doesn't know shit about stuff. So,
what did you learn in the end?
So, this is all embedded inside GTK, inside the GTK stuff, and this is a ridiculous amount of time that we have to waste every single time. And I know that it's ridiculous because I actually wrote the document to move Flutter away from that very same model to a sane SceneGraph model. And it's on the wiki, and it took me 6 months to implement it. I burned out, but yeah. It took me 6 months to implement it, and it actually works. So let's start with design. We are a design shop now, so let's start with design. So we need to get a SceneGraph API inside Flutter. So we need inside Flutter, inside GTK. So we need to design it first, so that we don't have, it's not hopelessly out of date in like 6 months. So we're gonna get a couple of constraints first. Another safety tip, don't ever search for constraints on Flickr without safe search enabled. and even with safe search enabled, you will get some interesting not safe for work stuff. This is constraint. So let's start with a simple constraint. GTK is the Windows system backend. A, I don't want to write a new Windows system backend because that's just, no. Don't want to waste my time doing that. GTK has a ton of issues. A ton of issues that derive from the fact that it's an API that was written way before when. It has a lot of papering over X brain damage. It has a lot of papering over the fact that it has to be a common subset of all the functionality in Windows, macOS, and X, and Wayland now, and before that DirectFB, and before that frame buffer access on Linux. And it still is better than any other API in the business. Have you ever looked at the Qt API for multiple backends? Yeah.
Even better if you open source files.
Oh yeah. So seriously, doing another one is insane. Let's just use it and deprecate the shit out of it, and add signals to it, add properties to it, because you know, sometimes you want to get notifications for stuff. But yeah. Actually maybe not signals enough. Not a lot of signals and a lot of properties, because I don't want to just spend the next 3 years finding out the bottlenecks in performance. So another constraint that we should have is no input. The SceneGraph doesn't handle input. SceneGraph is just an output API. So no event handling. And I say that because we have so much stuff. Well, input handling is our let's go shopping, one. And two is that it's the wrong place to solve this problem. It should be a toolkit issue, yes. It should be a SceneGraph issue, I don't know. The only thing you need from the SceneGraph is at these coordinates, what is the element of the SceneGraph that I can find? Done. So, the other thing is, it should still be 2D surfaces in 3D space. We need to draw using Cairo, but we need to be able, at any point, do a 3D transformation and blend it using probably GL, because it's the only thing we've got. And believe me, I wouldn't use it, but it's the only thing we've got. Also, it's what your browser does every single day to render every single page you ever visit. And it works for the browser, why it shouldn't work for the Chrome around the browser? So, the last point is that it shouldn't be an API break. And I know people will start laughing. Ryan already started laughing. It must not be, actually. It should is too soft. It must not be an API.
Alex is totally your man. I just like dragging GDK the next day for the breaking API.
Well, breaking API, you can basically just punch it in the face. And we can say, burn it to the ground. Deprecate the shit out of it. Okay. We should deprecate stuff, but we shouldn't break API at the GTK level, at the very least. I don't want to do that. Because it's... we shouldn't break API. We should not break API for 9 years, because that's stupid. But we shouldn't be breaking soon after 3.x. It's very, very painful. And it gets us to a point where nobody's switching to GTK 3, and why should people switch to GTK 4 at all? Even if we make the best API and the best looking applications in the world, people won't switch. So, also, what I mean by not breaking API, I mean it's just for the scene web stuff. We can break API for everything else. I don't care.
But are you suggesting we re-implement the widgets on top of
the scene? I'll come to that later.
Because that's going
to
get
time for some. I'm coming to that later. So, let's start from the basics from bottom up. And I think, I mean, work on it for 6 months and design it for 6 months before and whatever. I think the Cloud Reactor API, Scene Graph API, it's actually pretty decent. It provides you with ways to map the entire graph, traverse it, and do stuff inside the base class instead of doing it inside the leaf nodes. Random access to specific children is still painful because it's a tree, it's not a direct access map. But we can fix that, even transparently to the users. But yeah, it shouldn't be a case of storing the list of children inside GTK box. That's just what. Then you have to implement map and unmap. If you want to implement container, then you have to do stuff. Why? Also, we should not have a top level actor like Clutter Stage. Clutter Stage existence is like a random accident of history. It's mostly we didn't have a proper explicit scene graph in the UI, in the API. We needed a group container-ish thing. And it's a random accident. It shouldn't exist. We should just say, this actor draws to a surface. Everything else draws to that surface. Everything else below the actor draws to that surface. So, another sore point is size negotiation and drawing and basically telling the scene graph that it's changed and needs to recompute its size and recompute its state. And even when hidden cache, doing that like 60 frames per second is still pretty costly and painful. And I know that, for instance, Owen has said that it's not going to be a problem layouting at 60 frames per second. I beg to differ. We actually tried it and it doesn't work. Even when hidden caches all through. Another thing is that we have a ton of like property notification and size emission, signal emission and crap like that, and that is taking away a lot of time. When you have 16.6 milliseconds each frame to do stuff, if the toolkit takes away more than 50% of the time doing its own shit, you're in a world of hurt. You only have like 8 milliseconds for your own application. Otherwise, you start dropping frames. Good job. Oh yeah, well, let's implement everything in JavaScript because JavaScript is so fucking fast. Yeah, especially in ARM. JavaScript in ARM is blazingly fast. Oh yeah. So. Maybe we should have a way to just intercept from the leaf nodes to the root node or to local roots all the redraw and resize requests so that parents can stop their propagation in case the size doesn't change at the parent level, or in case the entire drawing can be cached on off-screen buffer or whatever. It's a way to avoid doing stuff. Jasper, I know. But I have to break API to do that in Clutter 1.6, in 1.8. So, tough. Also, as I said, this is not going to be a compositor stuff, so you cannot use it anywhere.
Oh.
Unless you write the entire shell in GTK.
Which we will do at some point.
Oh, yeah. Call me when it's done.
You mean call your grandchildren?
Sorry?
Inform your grandchildren.
Yeah, inform my grandchildren. Also, 3D transformations are a sore point. We need to support them because, well, 21st century, you know? Again, competing with Motif circa 1994 is good and nice. So, in case we have, like, only 2D transformations, we should just draw stuff on the Cairo context. If something in the middle of the graph decides to translate by on the y-axis by 45 degrees, then we separate and we do blending with GF. That's it. As I said, all of this stuff should not require breaking API in GTK at all. It would be a new API. And it will be probably a new shell library inside the GTK repository. There is a very, very good chance, I need to experiment with this a little bit more, but there's a very good chance that we can transition existing composite widgets, not generic ones, but composite widgets, to the scene graph API. So internally, they will generate like characters. And if we can't do that, at least we can take a GTK widget and as a whole and shove it inside a Clutter actor. So we are like feature parity with Clutter GTK already. But if we can do it, if we cannot actually break up widgets internals, then we can, at the very least, have a GTK widget as a separate actor. So I guess the next question from the audience is going to be, that's great, or you such, but I hope for that's great. So how much work is this going to be? So yeah, I'm glad you asked. Unless it was you suck, then, well, yeah. I'm sorry. So what I've done, and I swear I don't have any demo with me, so... I'm sorry. So what I've done is, since the GTK Hackfest that we had in Boston in end of April, was to do the groundwork. The first thing I did was create a new shared library that is called libclutter 3.0, because 3.0 is for losers, so 3.0, inside the GTK repository. And it doesn't do much except pass the conformance test to check that the scene is actually traversed and consistent. It doesn't draw anything. Awesome. So that's one. The other thing I did was start, well, I'm 80% through it. I need to hook it up. But I need to hook it up to the frame clock, but add GL support to GDK. It only took 10 years. Yeah, I actually promised this to happen to Beta in 2008. So, go me. So we don't need fancy GL stuff at all. We just need a GL context. And we need to create a GL context and to pass it to Cairo most of the times. We need GL to hook it up to the vSync so that we can drive the frame clock using that. So basically, that's it. So all I've done is this. But the next stop, which I'm planning to work right after Guadix, is being able to draw the entire thing inside a GTK widget and achieve feature parity with Cloudera GTK. Well, feature parity of half of Cloudera GTK. The other half is being able to embed a GTK widget inside a single app inside a GTK widget. And that is Cloudera GTK. And it's done. That is going to be done. And then after that is literally a case of trying and see if we can get GTK widgets broken up internally, even implicitly. Because right now, when you paint a GTK widget, you just save the style context or don't save the style context, depending on the version of GTK. Save the style context, do a bunch of GTK theming render or GTK render something. I never remember the API. And then done. And magic happens. And so maybe internally we can create a stable scene graph behind the hood and under the hood and traverse it when we actually draw on the thing. So go from immediate mode rendering to deferred mode rendering, and then from there we can, I don't know. As I said, that is the last step that I think needs to be explored. If we cannot make it, then we should probably break API, but I expect this to happen sometime in the future anyway. And so in short, finish the work on adding GL capabilities to GDK and have a GDK GL widget so that people stop using GDK GLX or GDK GL drawing area. Have a scene graph API sitting between GDK and GDK. Render each non-3D transform node or subgraph inside the same character context. Composite each subgraph using GL, and then ensure that the widgets can be embedded inside this scene graph, and ensure that, or try and see if we can decompose the widgets inside scene graph elements. So that's basically it. Sorry. So that's the blue sky idea, and thanks for listening to the rambling of a madman. So if you have questions, if not here because we don't have time, or if we have time and you're shy, then you can approach me. I'll be here until the 6th. So I'll try to answer you.
Scrolling.
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 Scrolling is not really that difficult.
Yeah, are you doing it in the scene graph side, or are you doing it by painting to a two-dimensional surface that is a scroll buffer and then
that? Yeah. We already have that in Clutter, for instance, that does that.
And GTK doesn't do that.
Exactly. Alex fixed GTK and broke a bunch of things in the process, but Alex did fix GTK.
Someone has to fix
that up. Yeah, exactly. Applications. Who cares about that?
So Benjamin a little while ago had the GTK actor branch.
Yes. Basically, that would be the last step, being able to decompose GTK widgets inside actors and do stuff like that.
Are we going to reuse any of that work, or is that mostly just dead whip stuff?
I don't know the state of it. I looked at it. I didn't actually do it, but... One second.
Most of that work so far involved figuring out if the Clutter API, like if it just had to use the Clutter API to get this retained mode rendering inside GTK working, and how to stuff that into the GTK that we currently have without breaking API with GDK windows and all this madness. And it worked pretty well. It's nowhere near finished, but good enough to make a Nyanket demo of progress bars.
So
the thing is, I need to make sure that what Emmanuel is doing to clutter inside GTK does not break any of that. But other than that, it's just doing the work and merging those two things.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's much much problems coming up apart from writing lots of code and fixing lots of bugs in the new code.
Yeah. But in general, I think that particular branch demonstrated that we can break up widgets inside components. So that's why I'm positive that, well, I'm mostly positive about the fact that breaking API is not necessary. Whoa. Don't die, please.
API compatibility, like seriously.
Again, as I said, if we can do it implicitly in some cases, it's fine. If we can't do that.
Like just a couple of questions. Say I have my own scrolling widget and right. I call the draw function to get everything painted for me.
Can you speak a little bit?
If I have my own scrolling widget and I call the draw function to get everything drawn into my scrolled area that I'm going to do some transform on, and it's a Cairo surface, but now all of these widgets that are inside me are now using scene graph components.
We can make that opt-in. We can make that opt-in for like custom widgets. You say, I want to draw, my widget is going to be like an element of the scene graph, so I promise you I won't use immediate mode drawing.
So then all of the children of that widget would still be drawn
maybe
the old-fashioned
way. Maybe we don't do that for our own stuff in GTK until we break API, but we let other people do it.
But the problem is that you might have a widget that is, you know, inside of a container that somebody's made, and the container is assuming that its children are going to be drawn in a certain way. Or you might even have a container that somebody subclasses.
Yeah.
And
but
then
we are talking
the
about
subclasses.
We are talking about third-party libraries. Then.
Or applications that do non-trivial things.
It's a complex problem. Yes.
Yeah, there's a very simple answer to that. It's the same answer as we have with the framework. You'll figure it out if you
do. There's Alex there asking a question.
So I can sort of see how this would work out for the rendering side, but keeping compat on the input side, which is highly dependent on the GTK window 3,
yeah.
How would that ever work?
For widgets, right?
Yeah, I mean, how would we do... I can see how we can transition the whole rendering stack to using GL and, you know, dynamically allocating off screens for what we detect to be nice planes, but the input is really 100% dependent on the GTK window hierarchy, which is lame. I mean, it doesn't do scaling or
absolutely.
Rotation or
absolutely. Right now, it would imply that a lot of stuff that deals with input would move transition to a windowless state. And do like we do in Clutter right now, except without the brain damage of the rigid kind of approach. So transforming and doing hit detection there.
Yeah, I mean, but if we move every widget to be windowless, that would work. But if you do, say, a scrolling widget, how do you guarantee that it's never like some random windowed widget in it?
Again, hard problem. That's why I punted input.
And what about the batching and journaling that Google did? It's not needed anymore.
If you listen closely and you read between the lines, I'm not using Google at all.
Yeah. So.
But I'm also not. Strictly speaking, I don't want to expose the Google API at all. It's too low level, and I think it has its own uses for other things. So you wouldn't see the API at all, anyway. The other thing is that we really don't need to program our GPU that much. It's just quads, blend modes, and quads. And most of the time, if you're not transforming into 3D, then most of the time it's just widgets or nodes in the scene graph rendering on the parent Cairo context. Which is a texture anyway. And then we have texture and texture and texture, and we apply like shaders to it. And we use vertex shaders to position it at the correct, using the model view matrix instead of pushing the model view matrix ourselves or having the model view matrix back ourselves. Stuff like that. I honestly want to cut down complexity and dependencies and stuff like that. We really need GL, but we don't need the entirety of the complexity of Coggle. Coggle is a really big library these days. It does a lot of stuff, and it's cool, and it's really useful if you want to write a very complex 3D application.
But so it's the idea to limit all the state changes, so we don't need that for performance.
We don't need a lot of state changes anyway. And also we don't need, I mean, a lot of stuff that Coggle does to limit state changes is because we allowed it to do direct rendering stuff. Do the media mode rendering. So we didn't know stuff about the scene graph at all because you could just dump your video or your draw call and be done with it. And the scene graph didn't know anything about it. I didn't want to allow that. It's pretty much the worst thing you can do. So it's a cost-benefit analysis. I don't want to use Coggle unless it's absolutely necessary immediately. Go.
Would it be possible to completely hide the GL stuff?
So
that we could have a non-GL implementation that used like 2D accelerated Raspberry Pi bullshit or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, that's it. I'm kidding. No, if you draw, you'd still get a higher context. You draw on the higher context. That's it.
Yeah, but I mean, at the top level, like, I want to be able to call draw on the window and give it a higher context.
Why? You're screwing up the entire thing.
That doesn't work anyway.
That doesn't
work.
Hey.
It makes everything a bit naff.
No, it doesn't. It bypasses the mesh map.
I've tried this before. I tried rendering like a GTK button to an SVG or a PDF, and it effectively just renders it as a bitmap and sticks it in because the Cairo backend is too stupid to do blending or anything like that at the main level.
Guys, sorry, there's a question there.
Sorry.
Sorry, it'd be cool if we could integrate, maybe this isn't very feasible, but it'd be cool if we could integrate the WebKit scene graph into the GTK scene graph.
Yeah, that's another thing that it would be very interesting to do. It's being able to just map the WebKit scene graph into another one. I mean, it can be done with Clutter already, and it's a pain in the ass. But strictly speaking, I don't see any reason whatsoever why it shouldn't. Well, if you're using, you can create your own GL context. Well, you can ask GDK to create your own GL context and then use, assume that GL context is attached to a GDK window that you can then use to draw stuff with GL. So strictly speaking, if you have a scene graph that is using GL already, you can just shove it in without touching the GDK scene graph at all. But yeah. Yeah. Still pretty crazy, but yeah.
And then at the top, we can integrate it into the
link manager scene graph. Yeah, and then downwards is all turtles down. Yeah. Right?
That's from
us. That's from us for you, yeah. Yeah, I have a bunch of links. The future one is part of the stuff that I discussed, the apocalypses. Non-threatening main and the roadmap for 2.0, which I guess I'll have to completely redo. But yeah. So that's it.